This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Welcome guys to another episode of Spotboy Podcast. We have our regulars in-house. There's Sanjay Lakhanpal, Shia Parekh, there's Gaurav Arora and Vicky Lalwani and myself, Callan Vaz. We are here today to talk about Manmarzia. This is Anurag Kashyap's take on love in Bollywood. There is Abhishek Bachchan, Tapsee Pannu and Vicky Kaushal. Let's start.
Actually, let's start with you guys who haven't seen the movie, because we have our own feelings towards the movie because they've seen it. But you guys still haven't, so we'll start.
So when I saw the trailer, I was damn excited that Abhishek Bachchan is coming back. But then, while I was watching the trailer, I sort of got a little sense of, or I was reminiscing his character from Main Prem Ki Diwani Hoon, the third wheel, the bichara achha person who comes to get married to a badass girl or whatever it is. So I don't know if that's true, but that's the feel I got. And but I am looking forward to actually seeing the crackling chemistry between Tapsee and Vicky. And Vicky is just looking so punk rock and just so like out there and extreme. I really want to see that side of him.
Actually, you know what? I didn't really judge the trailer so much, but I was already a fan because I love the music of the movie.
And by the way, I hadn't heard the music. I just heard Shreya singing it out there in the office. I hadn't heard the real singers. So yeah, dude,
I really want to watch the movie still only because of the music. And like you said, Tapsee Pannu and Vicky Kaushal, they're killing it with their chemistry. So yeah, music and
Tapsee. But I really hope it's a comeback for Abhishek because I like him.
I mean, nothing against him, but like you see the energy, Rumi and Vicky, don't know the character names. You see Tapsee and Vicky's energy and he's like, oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying, na, he's an achcha bachcha, I think.
He shouldn't do achcha bachcha roles, man.
And then he goes to Happy New Year, doing bilkul hi bekar bachcha.
But wait, why is everybody talking about, you know, the main characters? Why not Anurag Kashyap? This guy is like a dark guy.
Well, that is interesting. Like Manish said in the interview with these guys, that this is a movie without Gali Galoch and without Nawazuddin Siddiqui. So
this is not a typical Anurag Kashyap movie, and that's what I'm actually in two places. I'm like, will this be a good movie or will this actually flop horribly? Because Anurag Kashyap's thing is basically grim and dark and everything, and I expect it to be.
I think it's a different take on love because the bond between Tapsee Pannu and Vicky Kaushal is kind of abusive. Is what I think from the trailers, and it's a very
it's edgy.
So it doesn't look like a very normal love story, but it's a different kind of love story. So I think
it's just a different sort of portrayal of passion. He works with passion. He comes from that space every time, and for some reason his manifestation of passion is always through Gali Galoch and all of that. Yahan par bhi wo physical, you know, the holding and the pulling and all that is there. But I think it's just a different take, as we said, on love.
So. I think good or no, we'll find out in a little while once we discuss about the movie more. I think it's just a good package of what we have on the table. We have Abhishek Bachchan, we have Anurag Kashyap directing it. We have two terrific actors who have given recent hits, big hits. Tapsee Pannu and Vicky Kaushal. So I think overall it's a great package to go for, and just on the cast itself you have to go and watch it. But let's see, does the movie really have meat in it? And let's bring in Vicky. Do you think Anurag Kashyap has done full justice to this character? Because again, I think it's a very convenient casting call, because this guy Abhishek Bachchan has played this kind of, as Sanjay also said earlier, that he has done this kind of a role before, and this is a template character that we keep on seeing in Bollywood.
He's not the nice guy, because if you see the movie in the climax, the outburst which is one of the highlights of the movie, where he, you know, lashes out at Tapsee Pannu.
But I think that's a very contained backlash also.
No, but in his earlier movies where you're referring to Main Prem Ki Diwani, he doesn't even lash out, he doesn't even say he's just
the
guy.
No, but you've seen the nice guy trying to matchmake the lovers in Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam. So it's nothing new that's been given to him in comparison to what's been given to Tapsee Pannu and Vicky Kaushal. These two are, by the way, terrific, and the chemistry is sparkling, and there is passion.
He's not matchmaking. He tells her that you make me feel sick.
That's after. So again, a spoiler, but yeah.
No,
it's but that's there in the trailer.
The dialogue which will give you his emotion.
That's a really famous meme also now.
Because which will give you his emotion. And you know, he said some lines which are very, like he says at one point, discussion is good. Why don't we discuss things? Why don't we? There are a lot of dialogues which he has.
I just think that with Anurag Kashyap on board, I would have liked to see what Kashyap would have done with Abhishek.
That Sanjay is telling you rightly, but that that physical pull and all is so typical of Anurag.
Yeah.
And what you call edgy is basically, I would say the relationship is purely physical.
Yeah.
And which,
they admit it.
So it's purely physical. I think the story is set in contemporary times, because today, see, I don't think 25 years ago when you were in love you went physical so much, or even, I don't think you even went physical, but today it's the thing which is happening like frequently. So it's set in contemporary times. I mean,
yeah, and yet I found it really surprising ke the girl and the guy, even in today's time, they are caught making out in the room and the parents are so cool about it. Now again, that's a spoiler, but again, that's a big issue that I found, that an Amritsari family, they find out that the daughter is making out in a room with a guy who just keeps on coming and who's in for a fling, not for a serious relationship, and they don't make any issue about it. The family is cool about it, and at certain point the in-laws also, when she gets married to Abhishek Bachchan, the in-laws are also fine about it, that even after the marriage she's been meeting the boyfriend. And how come
lots of spoilers?
Wait,
we don't like you.
I found that a little bit unrealistic, even in today's times. It's a huge stretch.
So they get married, and even after marriage she's meeting the guy, and
don't
still
ask
them.
These questions.
She's doing a lot, and this guy finds out, and so does the family. Now this guy wants to get out of the marriage, but again, the family is like, why don't you just try more?
Scene,
is it?
If you ask me, Gaurav, I think basically she's shown as a hardcore rebel.
Yes.
Okay, so now if you're telling me that the parents are not taking objection, I'll tell you, I, being a parent myself, and I know of many parents whose children are very obstinate and very, they will not listen.
Yeah.
And wo un log ke parents ke बेसिकली जैसे रिलेशनशिप में बोलते हैं हु वेयर्स द पैंट्स एट होम, इस रिलेशनशिप में भी बच्चों और पेरेंट्स के पेरेंट्स डू टेक अ बैक सीट इफ द चाइल्ड इज टू समहाउ दे आर नॉट एबल टू
कंट्रोल,
नॉट इट्स नॉट वी ब्लेम देम, वी ऑफन ब्लेम देम एंड ये कुछ नहीं कर रहे हैं इसके लिए, बट समटाइम्स द चाइल्ड इज लाइक दैट फ्रॉम 10-11 एज, एंड मदर ब्लेम्स अ फादर, फादर ब्लेम्स अ मदर, तुम कुछ नहीं बोल रहे हो, बट दोनों इवेंचुअली कुछ नहीं बोल रहे होते हैं, एंड आई हैव सीन सच फैमिलीज. Yeah. And they're already facing a lot on his front, like from various quarters.
Yeah, I mean, she's known as this rebellious kid in the society.
She's known. And anyway, so I think that
she's known for a colorful ways.
He should have shown, yes, I agree with you that he could have shown a scene where she is, not in agreement with her parents and what she does to them, perhaps.
Exactly. And multiple times when
this
guy is called over that, and this guy bails on...
That parents...
Link is weak.
Yeah. But so do if you remember the Hirani also heard on the Manisha and Ranbir link.
Yeah.
Because there was never shown that how much she loved him, which is the point number one in Sanju's life.
Every week comes a show where three people come together to tell you about stuff they like. A movie, a TV show, a book, and other stuff. Tune in every Monday on the IVM podcast app to IVM Likes. Batman approves this message. Thank you, Batman.
So talking of scripts here, I've gone through a lot of interviews of Abhishek Bachchan and Anurag Kashyap promoting the film. The one thing that's been common and that's come out over and over again is that Kanika Dhillon, the writer of the movie, had too much control over it, to the extent that Abhishek Bachchan has said that I had some suggestions to make which she very reluctantly took. And a lot of them have suggested this also, that she was a ghost director in a sense on the sets. And she's traveled with them all the time.
Yeah, I saw her at parties and I saw her at the press conferences. And in fact, I saw her everywhere.
So do you think Anurag Kashyap couldn't bring that much onto the table as he would have had he written the story?
No, but I think most of the movies, if you see, it's written and directed by the same person.
Yeah, Anurag has always...
Today, so maybe here, that's why she was there. It doesn't mean essentially that she was governing the whole thing. But I think certain writers eventually have to... You know, writers have not been given a due in our country.
Yeah.
They are just sidelined.
Mm.
And all the credit goes to the stars, like, you know, big stars and all. I think if your writing is something which everybody is possessive about, sacred about, I don't think there's anything wrong if she was adamant ki nahi mujhe aisa hi chahiye. Or even Anurag maybe wanted it and they were playing the good cop and the bad cop. You know what I'm saying?
I think it was a regular template and Anurag Kashyap would have added a lot more to it had he got the freedom. I don't know who was calling the shots over there. But there was another problematic thing which I'd like to discuss with you, Vicky, over there is that you saw the entire film and how Vicky Kaushal realizes that how much he loves this one and he can't just let her go even after the marriage. And then towards the end, when this guy finally comes down,
spoiler,
it's not kind of a spoiler, he would know what I'm talking about, and then suddenly he agrees to move to some other country.
Yeah, but Vicky's character was not that's what I'm saying here. Actually, Vicky also as an actor, I think a little drop that, you know, that Josh jo ki main iske bagair nahi reh sakta,
that was the passion. I was fine,
passion was fine, they were very good in making out,
hmm.
but saying, you know, that what they were saying ki I can't stay without you, that was not connecting with her. Because if you have seen so many classics and you know, that emotion was not coming across. So, he's actually possessive about her and obsessed about her.
So
while we are giving always Vicky Kaushal 10 out of 10, here it's not 10 out of 10. There are some grey areas in this, maybe in the writing, maybe in the character as you pointed out, but also in the output.
If you see Tapsi's
output, it's stronger than his output.
I think these,
because Tapsi's ke jo dimag mein jo chal raha hai wo bahut clear aa raha hai bahar uske dialogue se, uske josh se. Wo iske bolne dialogue delivery mein itna bahar nahi aaya hai. I had lot of issues also here to point out very importantly with the pace of the film.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I in fact told one of the people from production houses also. I found it slow in parts, like especially towards the interval before Abhishek enters and towards the end. So he said that they have received this kind of feedback from the public. So yes, but overall picture achhi hai.
But what works in the favor of the movie is the soundtrack, in the sense when the scenes start to lag and drag. That is the point when the background score by Amit Trivedi just hits the crescendo and it fills that gap.
Yeah, he's done it well. So it's like a painting which has been done. I know that teacher will give me 7. You know, but I don't want to now redo or change the colors because I'm okay. You know, sometimes aisa hota hai, kai baar aisa hota hai ki, I write a story also. You know, I don't want to rewrite it. Let it be. Let it go.
Also, I don't, like, we've discussed this before, I'm not a very big fan of Anurag Kashyap genre. I don't like that.
Anurag Kashyap stamp over the movie.
This is a virgin territory he's ventured into. Now, when he makes the second and the third, it will be similar because everybody has forte. If you see Karan's films, Hirani's films are so preachy and so similar. So now if he makes the second love story, you'll find a similar shade.
No, so that is what I was coming to, that usually I wouldn't be very enthused about watching an Anurag Kashyap film, but this one I'm looking forward to. So I was getting to that because he's sort of ventured out, so I just feel ki maybe chalo dekh lete kya kar sakta hai.
एक चीज है, मुझे एक और जो इशू है, नॉट जस्ट विद दिस फिल्म बट विद फिल्म्स इन जनरल, अभी जो रिसेंटली आ रही है, वी सॉ बधाई हो बधाई, आई जस्ट लव द कॉन्सेप्ट, इट्स सो रिफ्रेशिंग. Certain films are, I'm just objection with the sense ke, I'll just give you 2 examples from the movie. There's a joke, I'm talking about comedy in general. There's a joke wherein these two are making out and Tapsi suggests ki chalo let's run away. And he's like, nahi abhi ruk jao, abhi maine mom ko aloo ke parathe banane ke liye bola. And am I supposed to laugh at that joke? And then at one point this matchmaker, he comes on and is like, ke beta mujhe apna bata dena kya khayal hai tumhara rishte ke bare mein, to main aapko phone karu ya WhatsApp. And everybody is giggling. I'm like, ke humor mein yaar, I mean, you could have done a better deal. Yeah,
it's
like these WhatsApp.
No, that's what I'm saying. That he could have chopped a little. He could have, but he's not. I don't think wo edit bhi itna usne kiya hai, jitna usko karna chahiye tha. Because then your slowness, so that pace ka issue nahi hota tha.
Also, I couldn't understand one thing. I probably I didn't get it. There were these set of twins. throughout the movie. But they were funny. I don't know what they were doing. They were funny, they were entertaining, they were dancing really well.
But this is Anand's idea. I spoke to Anand Rai after the film and he said this is totally... This is totally Anurag Kashyap's idea. We had asked him about it.
Yeah.
And he told Anand Rai, the producer, that...
They're randomly just dancing around.
Yes.
Yeah. What? No, wait.
And they have no association to anything.
They are just... I think they are the audience perspective, because when the characters are in a fix...
Happy mode.
In a fix, in a happy mode, whatever. So, unke perspective se dikha diya. Achha, wo unko dekh rahe
hain. Agar sad hai, wo log dheere.
Sad hai, to wo dono fir se aa jayenge. Dekh rahe hain dono. They're kind of like Raghu Rajiv in 30 Marka.
But you had a problem with that?
No, it's just quirky. One of his quirks.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand the reason. I thought probably I don't have the intellect to decode what he's trying to say over here, but I don't know.
I'm going to watch the movie for Tapsi, Vicky, and the music.
But they've explored Punjab really well, in the sense that they've gotten the sensibilities, the soundtrack is like that, the way they're speaking is very, very... And I especially enjoyed Tapsi's mother's character, because she's so much like a Punjabi mom, and the way she speaks and the way she converses with the family, it's very relatable.
Nice. So, yeah,
do see it. The verdict is do see it, and then decide whether it's 7 or 9 or...
Yeah, I think if you're still under the trauma of Nun, you should definitely watch this out.
For
so, Shia, highly recommended for you. Yeah. I think let's not put undue pressure on Anurag Kashyap also. Every time his movies come on, and like Anurag Kashyap movie, and this guy is allowed to make a few mistakes not in the average films also, he's allowed to make. Had it been any other director, we would have been okay about it. Just because it's Anurag Kashyap, we expect something more out of it. So it's an average film, and everybody should go and find that out for themselves and have their own opinion.
Alright, let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll get back to you with another episode of Spotboy Podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.